Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and we're going to see what comedian Mike Birbiglia remembers from his Catholic school days in just a bit. But first, let's say hello to Alicia Bowman and Keisha Jenkins Duffy. Now, Alicia, you have the same sleep disorder as Mike Birbiglia?
Guilty as charged.
Wow.
Yeah, what are the odds?
Yeah, well, I mean, one in one, as it turns out. Keisha, you have a baking blog?
I do.
That's very cool. So what do you do on this blog?
I just write about things that I bake and take photos. Okay. It's really as simple as that. I also like to talk a lot about things that I attempt to make and fail at.
Okay, yeah. So, what's a recent failure?
Making lemon meringue cupcakes, and they just deflated and like flooded over the cupcake tin.
So this game is called Our Delicious Bodies. Now, I have no problem with vegetarians, vegans, I'm getting better about, but I'm not into cannibalism. You can't make me.
Ophira, that is beyond reasonable.
Thank you.
But I assure you that this game is not about eating people exactly. It does seem that way, though, because you'll notice all the foods in this game contain parts of the human body in their name. So contestants, for example, if we ask you, what's the name of the sponge cake that's the principal ingredient in tiramisu? You would answer ladyfinger. And all the foods in this game will have a body part in their
name. I would answer woman finger.
But, yes.
part of the Feminist Finger League. All right. Let's start. What short, curved, tubular pasta puts the mac in mac and cheese? Keisha.
Elbow macaroni.
Exactly. Perfect.
All right, contestants. In Italian, this super thin, stringy pasta is capelli d'angelo. In English, it's known as what?
Angel hair.
Keisha, that is correct. You both have beautiful, blonde, angelic light hair, which is reminiscent of the pasta. There are no brunette angels, as it turns out, which I have a problem with.
This game's bringing up a lot of resentment.
I know.
For you. Yeah.
Though it looks like a belly button, the internal second part of this fruit is actually the vestiges of what would have been a conjoined twin. Enjoy. Keisha.
Navel orange?
Yeah, disgusting, but yeah.
Also known as swamp cabbage, ew, what vegetable is harvested from the inner core of certain trees, including the coconut tree?
I know, it's a weird one.
Yeah, it tastes like artichoke, has a beet, the body part that's involved in this name has a beet. Alicia.
Artichoke heart?
That makes Ooh, sense from what we said, yes, yeah. But that's not the answer we're looking for.
Palm.
Yes, heart that's right. Palm. We had enough time to go by. Heart of palm. Sorry. Heart of palm, actually, singular.
Swamp cabbage does not describe that at all.
Yeah.
I mean, swamp cabbage should not describe anything, as far as I'm concerned.
Whoever they named it was mad at it. Yeah.
They hated it.
Yeah.
Also known as brawn, this misleadingly named cold cut is in fact made from meat set in aspic. Keisha.
Liverwurst?
Interesting.
But that's not,
what we're looking for. Alicia, can you steal?
Liver sausage?
That'd be a real interesting way to be mean to Keisha if we took that. But that's also not what we're looking for.
It's even a worse name.
It's maybe the grossest name for a food that I can think of.
Yep, anyone out there? Head cheese.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah,
I'm glad I didn't get that one.
Yeah, because it's gross. It's true.
Okay, this is your last clue. Chicago's George Schmidt is credited with doubling the standard 6-inch version to create what giant fast food item? Keisha.
Footlong sub?
Oh, wow. You guys are so smart. You're thinking of somewhat legitimate answers that we're not looking for. Yeah, but that's...
Alicia, can you steal?
Pr- probably not a foot-long hot dog.
That is correct.
Very close.
Yeah, that was a very close game, but our winner for this round was Keisha.
Congratulations, Keisha. We will see you in the Ask Me One More final round.
So go get it.